chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, oh.
Yeah, baby! Happy Friday, everybody. It's your boy, John to the air horn to the reap.
Air horn!
Don't eat Tide Pods. Listen to the fried pod. And I'm your host, John Reap. I said that. Anyway, over here to my right, my good friend, Marcus Hunt. Hey, Marcus.
Hey, John.
How are you doing,
I'm
buddy?
I'm good, man. I hope you are.
We're sitting over here at Marcus's place. How, by the way, you know how the plural of some words, they put an I at the end of it? You know, instead of like saying, I can't think of a good example right now. Like,
what do you mean?
Oh, gosh. Like, if there's a...
You're at a loss.
I had a brain freeze.
Maybe it's your drink there. You got.
What are we having today?
I'm having vodka and water and lime.
I'm having vodka, water,
vodka. No, you Sprite. Got Sprite,
diet Sprite, and vodka,
sugar free Sprite, which I still can't. I can't drink. By the way,
what's funny? We had a good night. We went to we met over here at Planet Fitness PF. Got bulked. You know, I'm out of my sling now. No more sling days for me. So I just did some treadmill. Anyway, went to the gym. Then we come over here and have some vodka drinks.
Yeah, disappointed to see you're still not throwing weight, though.
I'm not
throwing any weights around as of weight. Yet.
They won't let you throw weight in Planet Fitness. They kick you out.
Alarm goes off. What's the alarm called? The lunk alarm.
Lunk alarm.
Yeah, I've seen that go off a few times.
So we went there. Oh, you have seen it go off?
I have.
I've seen it go off, but I've never seen anybody get kicked out or accused of it. I've heard it go off, but I've not seen somebody walk up.
Nobody even
reacts. You put that. Yeah.
Nobody reacts.
Yeah.
Nobody reacts. I have seen it go off before, and it's usually one of the guys that's got the big gallon jug of water.
Right.
You know, you've seen those guys walk in.
Yes.
The milk jug gallon of water.
Right.
Well, I don't understand. There's a water fountain there, and... all the water you could want was right there in that water fountain. Why do you bring a jug of water?
You're exactly right. Honestly, there's no reason to bring any water in there. You could just bring an empty cup. I mean, if we're being honest, you just work out, walk over, and fill your cup up in the water fountain.
And they've got two water fountains.
They got two.
So if one's taken, the other one's going to be open for you, I promise.
Not only that, but it's a kind of water fountain where you can refill your water bottle. Like, you just put it up there. You don't even have to, like, try to get that arc of water to go into your cup. You could just put it right up against the water fountain, and it just comes right down.
Yeah, and it's filtered.
Filtered.
It's most likely better than the water you brought in the milk jug from your sink.
I never bring my own bottle of water in there for that reason.
I don't either. I just walk over the water fountain.
Exactly.
Common sense.
There you go. And now you got guys, not even a bottle of water, gallon.
Gallon. A whole flipping gallon of water. They'll never drink while they're there.
I mean,
so you've got the cutoff shirt.
That's for it's got to be for appearances, right? It's got to be like, look at me, I am going to work out so hard.
Let me ask you,
I'm going to drink this whole gallon.
How much does a gallon of water weigh?
How much does it weigh?
Yeah,
does it weigh a gallon?
Weighs
no,
like
a gallon
wise.
Is an amount.
So how much does a gallon of water weigh?
Is this?
It's a trick question.
Won't you ask Siri right now? Seriously, let's find out. Here, no, I got you. Hang on. Let me ask.
Because
Siri.
It may be.
Hey Siri. How much?
I'm listening.
How much does a gallon of water weigh? Oh, she's thinking. Said you was listening.
Wake up.
How much does a I heard you say wake up.
Oh, okay.
Hang on.
I'm gonna be quiet.
How much does a gallon of water weigh? Here we go.
Okay. I found this.
Okay. 3.785 kilograms.
What does that equal in pounds?
Oh, I knew you'd go. That's going to be the next question. Hang on.
I think it's like 8 pounds, if I'm not mistaken.
How many kilograms are in a pound?
The answer is 0.45
kilograms. 4.45
kilograms
in 1 pound.
So that's like...
I don't know. We're gonna look dumb if we don't figure this out.
Wait. All right.
Well,
what's your question? Math 1.
Yeah. Math 1 and 2, thank you.
Oh, my bad.
Respectively.
Hey, by the way, me too. I'm Math 1, 2. And I don't know this crap.
You took Math 1 and 2? No, you didn't. I mean, you're way smarter than that.
Way before that. Before high school, I did.
Well, duh. I mean, I only had to take two maths. Why would I take anything other than 1 and 2?
All right, hang on. Wait, we want to find out. Wait, so what was the last thing that we asked?
Say, how many pounds?
How many pounds
does a gallon of water weigh?
It's going to be zero. It's going to be like point. It's going to be like a 33 and a third or some crap like that.
Well, it should give you a total.
I'm going to ask that very question.
All right.
I forgot what was the question. How many gallons? How many pounds?
How many pounds are in a gallon of water?
Okay. That's going to be messed up.
No, it'll give it to you.
How many pounds are in a gallon of water?
Here is what I found.
8.345 pounds. All right. Result.
Okay. So a gallon of water
weighs 8 pounds. So I think I said that a while ago.
You did. You were right.
Because you know why I know that? Because when I was little.
This whole time you've known the answer?
Well, I wanted to verify, but when I was little, not having a whole lot of money and stuff, I would fill up water jugs, gallon milk jugs with water. And do like butterflies with them.
Mm. Right.
Because I attribute that to the size I am today.
That's all that water weight.
That's all I had to work with. That push-ups and squat thrusts. That's what I did growing up.
Well, isn't the movie Rocky V where Sylvester Stallone is fighting the Russian? Was that five?
No, that's three. It's the second one because
the Russian.
The first one, his buddy died.
First one he beat up. He lost one fight and then won the last one.
Which one was the one?
The second
where
one he fought Mr. T.
Okay.
Third one was Russia, right? Okay.
Nonetheless,
it doesn't matter which one, but you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. What
the Russia had all the he had all the fancy equipment, like he was like in that gym with all the new technology, and they had him like hooked up to machines, and he was sweating. Meanwhile, Rocky was running up a hill of snow on it with a log,
and
with water jugs, like lifting weights. See, that's what you were doing.
And he was chopping wood.
Yeah, you were like the Rocky. See, you don't need the fancy equipment.
No, I do not.
You just need stuff that weighs stuff. And then just push that around.
But I did know how much a gallon of water weighed.
Right. And you also knew how much it was.
Yeah. So that
brains and brawn.
That's me.
But yeah, so those guys that bring in a gallon of water, they're walking around with 8 pounds of water. So they're doing like two workouts, see.
That's what I was getting at. I think that's part of the workout regimen is walking around with that 8 pound gallon jug is part of their workout. So
I think it's visual. They want that sort of like, they saw one guy do it. They're like, okay, I'm going to beat that dude.
Yeah,
I'm going to go get this certain outfit to work out in.
And it's not even cold water, I bet.
I don't think
it's like lukewarm water.
It's like lukewarm. Yeah, they don't want cold water. Give them a brain freeze.
No.
Because those guys chug it.
But really, pretty much, I'm just jealous of them. That's why I'm talking about them.
You think they feel disappointed after a workout, like if they didn't finish the whole jug? I think they're like, man, I didn't work out hard enough because I still have a sip left.
Probably.
I was supposed to drink it, and the gym so people can see me.
Probably. But
so now we're drinking. How much do you think the fifth of Tito's weighs?
I don't know. Maybe you should ask.
Anyway, folks, you're listening to The Fried Pod. That's Marcus Hunt over there. Mark Hunt, my good buddy. I'm John Reap. I was in, let's talk about a couple things.
Okay.
A couple things I want to talk about. One, my brother had a kidney stone. My dad had a kidney stone. I got paranoid about myself.
Right.
So I went to the urologist. We'll talk about that.
Okay.
We're going to talk about Raleigh, North Carolina. You came up to visit and stay with me in the hotel room one night.
I did. An experience of a lifetime.
And what else can we talk about? There's something else I was going to talk about.
Something else.
Urology.
Urology. Your Iowa trip.
Yeah,
your Iowa.
And then maybe we'll talk about the everyone pooping on that song, Baby, It's Cold Outside. I really can't stay. Okay. That Christmas song that a lot of people are trying to say is a little rapey.
Yeah. He's...
Anyway, so what's first? What do you want to hear first, Marcus?
I'd like to hear about the urologist first. Let's go there.
All right. So my brother had a kidney stone. My dad had a kidney stone. No kidding. Just now I've discovered that my good buddy Kyle Davis has a kidney stone. Kidney stones all around me.
Yeah.
Have you had yours? No.
You know, and I'm surprised I don't have one with the amount of milk I drink.
All right. A lot of calcium, dude.
And I think coffee does it as well. I drink a lot of coffee and
soda milk. Does it. Coffee does it.
Yeah.
I don't know if alcohol does it. But anyway, I was convinced that I had one, right? I mean,
just automatically assumed.
Just think about it. My brother runs 5Ks. He does. He works out twice a day. Tough mutters.
Very healthy.
I mean, the healthiest guy in the family gets a kidney stone after my dad getting two kidney stones in his life.
So you automatically
Why do I not have a kidney stone?
You would think it's hereditary.
100%. Yep. Especially my health is not as good as Jason's. Anyway, I think, well, I'm getting a little paranoid about it. Let me go to the urologist.
So you made an appointment. So you called the urologist and said, hey, I want to make an appointment to come in and to be checked for a kidney stone. I don't feel like I have one, but I'd like to know.
No, that's not what I said.
Oh, okay.
Well, you can't say that because of HIPAA or insurance purposes.
Oh, yeah.
You can't just go, I think you can't do this. I don't know for sure. I wasn't sure, so I had to, I had to play it safe.
Well, you want to make sure they approved it.
Right.
Especially for insurance purposes.
You had to have to fake an injury or a symptom, right?
Right.
So I called up saying, like, I'd like to make an appointment because I think I might have a kidney stone. Right away, she goes, are you having any pains? So even on the phone, before I even talk to the doctor, they're screening you. I go, yes. She goes, oh, okay, is this an emergency? Do you need to see the 911? I'm like, no, I think I have a kidney stone.
Well, it's kind of like when you go to the ER.
Right.
So when you go back to the ER, if you're not about to die,
right,
you're going to sit in that waiting room 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. So when you go up to the front, you automatically tell them you're having chest pains.
Right.
You'll be seen immediately. Kind of
the
same thing.
What they're and sadly, in a weird way, what they're teaching you is to lie. They're teaching you, in order to get stuff done, you have to lie to them.
Yeah.
Which is sad, but I know that going in. So I'm like, yeah. So I made an appointment with the doctor, right? Now I go there, fill out the forms, whatever. Brother kidney stone, dad kidney stone. I'm having pains in my back. I just put it that. And so I get in there. The doctor's like, okay, and by the way, it's my dad and my brother's urologist. So he's familiar with both of my brother and my dad having kidney stones, right?
Right.
He goes, yeah, so, okay, that's crazy. So you too, huh? I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay, so how often does it happen? So now I got to get like fancy with my lie.
Yeah.
I go, it's like, gosh, maybe once every, about 2-3 times a week. He goes, okay, now is it like a sharp pain? Is it a sore pain?
Yeah, that. Yeah,
it's like a sharp pain. He goes, yeah. Does it bring you to your knees? Is it like debilitating, or is it like just a pass through? How long does it last? I'm like, it's like two, three seconds. So I'm just, I'm going down this rabbit hole I don't want to be a part of.
Yeah.
In the back of my brain, I'm going like, just give me the X-ray. but I answer like six to eight questions before he goes, okay. We could do an x-ray. I'm like, thank God.
Yeah.
So I get the x-ray.
So you went through the whole interview process.
Even before that, though, because I'm thinking, well, now I'm in here, might as well tell him, I do pee a lot at night. Like, I'm waking up in the middle of the night to go pee. I'm thinking, and I've already had my prostate checked, right?
Really?
Yeah, before this.
Okay.
You don't know about it? This is part of my act. I've already told you about this. It's in the act.
How long ago was the prostate check?
Prostate? It was about 8 to 9 months ago.
I think we should talk about that.
Oh, we're going to talk about both of them.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm actually kind of mad that you don't even know about this, because this is in my act. You came to see me in Raleigh. It's the first thing I talk about. It's this prostate story.
I remember that.
You're not doing your homework. I had my prostate exam in Los Angeles, okay? checked me there, said you're good.
Right.
But I don't believe him because he was in and out real quick.
That's right. I remember now.
Right.
I remember
so that. Fast. I'm like, well, how do you know that? And I have all the symptoms for enlarged prostate. My dad has enlarged prostate. I do pee a lot. I'm 46 years old. I'm thinking I've probably got an enlarged prostate. So I told this doctor that. I go, you know, I've already had my prostate checked, but I do, you know, I feel like it wasn't done properly because I do pee a lot at night. And because he was just asking all these questions. He's like, okay, well, we can check everything. So he's like, take my blood pressure. That's all I said. He goes, stand up. I go, yeah, he goes, all right, let's see what you get. Pull your pants down. Before I know it, my junk's out. And he's going, okay, cough. He's got my nuts in his hand. Okay, cough here. He's like, and I see, it's, all right, just put the glove on. Okay, bend over, put your elbows right here. I'm like, oh, shit, we're doing this.
But he did put the gloves on, though.
He put the gloves on and then checked my prostate. I got 2 prostate exams in under a year.
Yeah.
And again, he goes, no, you have a normal prostate.
Well, you never can be.
But I didn't go in there for that. That happened.
It just happened.
It happened real quick. And I felt like it was punishment for me making him take an x-ray of my kidney.
He was getting you back, yeah.
He's like, hey, motherfucker, you're coming here lie like, to me
by,
like that?
By God.
Guess what's happening?
Yeah.
My finger's going in your anus.
Show you the lie.
So, I mean, and again, but this one was different. Now, the first one I did, doctor threw me a curveball because my brain was like, I'm going to have to bend over, you know.
No.
That's why I thought a prostate. Well, you bend over, he comes in from behind with the glove, right? This doctor, the first time, said, bring your knees to your chest, lay okay, to your side, pull your underwear down. We're going to go sideways, which so, I thought was bizarre. Like he's going
to
spoon me.
Well, I think it would have been even if he would just slid your underwear over to the side. I think that would have been better instead of having you pull your underwear down.
Right. You know, dim the lights, play a little Luther Vandross.
Just slide them over to the side and say, here, hold this.
Yeah, just a tip. I'm just going to put the tip of my finger in here.
Here, hold this while
I do. But that one was real quick. It happened real fast. But this doctor, traditional, the new one, was like, he elbows on the chair. So yeah. That was, anyway, let's get back to the x-ray.
Well, let me ask you something real quick.
Please.
Because I've been the urologist.
I like it when you ask questions.
I've been the urologist as well.
You have?
I have.
Now, I haven't heard, thank God.
Are we allowed to name names? Like, can I say the doctor's name?
Yes, you can.
Okay, when I went to urologist, I had a hysterectomy. I didn't have a vasectomy. I had a hysterectomy.
You did not.
Yeah,
that's impossible.
Yeah, I did. But my doctor's name,
go ahead,
was Dr. Hardaway.
Oh, I see what you did there.
That's his real name. I'm not lying. Dr. Hardaway.
Here. No.
Here in the city. Yep.
So Dr. Hardaway.
Hardaway performed my hysterectomy.
Vasectomy.
I know, but I like to tell people.
Well, stuff. If it's Hardaway, then maybe because.
Yeah, and then
can't get a bone in the mouth. Maybe you got the vagina, you get a hysterectomy.
It definitely makes you think.
Well, you
about
can't
it.
Get pregnant. That's good.
I can't now since
you
I
can't
had my
get pregnant
hysterectomy. But that's what I had done. Ooh. But Dr. Hardaway performed mine. And I thought it was just really, really weird to have that kind of a name.
Hardaway.
Hardaway.
Yeah, that is bizarre.
Yeah, and I've got a whole other story for that. That can be for another time. But my vasectomy story is quite interesting as well.
So the guy that you met in Raleigh, all cash. Remember him?
Remember him. Oh, yeah.
He's a good guy.
Good guy.
My buddy, Alkash, Indian fella. Very well-to-do. Owns lots of hotels. He had a nightmare with his vasectomy. He was telling me the other day that his vasectomy was a very, very in-and-out procedure, right? Yours was like same day,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, mine was same day.
You go in, they snip you, you leave.
Yeah.
And they say like, well, don't touch yourself for a couple of days.
Right.
And then you should be fine. Shoot exactly. some. Go ahead and finish yourself off later. Make sure there's no bullets in the chamber.
Well, you have to take a sample back up there. You have to take a sample.
Right.
So I had to do that as well.
So, but this dude said that he got an infection and his ball bag blew up. Like it was like gigantic.
Really bigger than it should have been.
Yeah, yeah. So do you have a nightmare story?
No, mine's not a nightmare. It's just.
What happened? You can't just tease the audience like that.
Well, let's go back. Go to yours, and we'll come back to mine. Because you started yours. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Well, the results of the x-ray.
Yes.
No kidney stones.
Of course you didn't, because you never had one.
No, I never did.
The anxiety.
Don't mean I'm going to get. Don't mean I ain't prone to one.
Your anxiety was running rampant, so you just decided that you were going to make sure you didn't have one, so you went to the doctor for no reason. Pretty much.
No, not no reason.
You went and paid a copay for no reason.
I went to the doctor for 2 reasons. my dad and my brother both having kidney stones.
I know, but you're not going to know you have a kidney stone until you start feeling the effects
and
of a kidney stone.
And why would I wait for that debilitating pain to hit me when I could just walk in there and get an X-ray?
But can you have a kidney stone and not have the effects?
Yes, yes. My dad's kidney stone, he didn't know about. He happened to go to the urologist because he's at the age where he went to the urologist
regularly. So he didn't have
regularly.
Any of the pain, okay.
And they said, oh, by the way, we took an X-ray, you have a kidney.
And then all of a sudden he started feeling pain, I bet.
No, right, he no. didn't feel anything because you don't feel the pain until it moves.
Oh.
So you can have a kidney stone and not know it. And I thought, like, well, that means I got one. So let's look at it, get it fixed before it moves. Because when it moves, that's when it starts hurting, right?
Okay.
That's when it brought Jason to his knees.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I'm going to get ahead of the game. That's why I went in there. Not for no reason. I went in there for two reasons. David Reap and Jason Reap.
Well.
And I'm John Reap. No. But so, no kidding.
No kidding. You're
let's,
you're clean.
Let's hear your story.
My story is, so I go to get a vasectomy. So I go in there and a cute little girl walks me to the room.
Yeah.
And sits me down there and starts going to the procedure, and she says, well, go ahead and get undressed. And and it's really, really cold in there. And you know what happens when it gets cold.
Yeah.
Or, it's kind of, or when you get in the water, what happens?
Yeah.
So
it gets bigger.
Yeah, it triples in size. So she leaves. She's like, get undressed. I'll be back in a little bit. And I'm like, there's no way I'm going to get naked and her come back in here and see me like this. You
exactly.
know? So.
Now let me ask you this real quick. Did you think that to yourself only because it was a cute girl?
Yeah.
Had it been an older fella, I'd be like, I don't care what he thinks.
I think.
But you do care about what she thinks, don't you?
Isn't it weird that?
That's how we're wired, dude.
And you know, she's probably seen a lot of. She's probably been in that situation a lot.
Because in your brain, you're thinking, well, I might have a chance with this girl. But then if she sees me like this right now in this lighting and this temperature, it ain't going to happen.
So embarrassing.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
And she leaves, and I'm sitting there thinking, I can't get undressed and her come back and see me like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I sit there and for a while. She comes knocking on the door and says, hey, are you undressed? I'm like, oh, you want me to get undressed? Really? You get undressed? She's like, so she comes in and says, yeah, well, here's a towel you can throw over yourself. And I'll be back. So I got undressed and she leaves and comes back, and I'm sitting there naked with the towel over my lap.
Yeah.
And so that's probably. So anyway, she leaves and comes back. I got the towel over me, and then the doctor comes in, and little did I know that you have to get up in stirrups.
Oh, boy.
Like, you know, women do when they go get their yearly.
For what reason did you have to get in the stirrups? What?
That's where they perform the procedure.
The vasectomy.
The vasectomy is performed with your legs up in stirrups.
So you all could give them birth.
I was still, yeah. I mean, I could have gave birth right there.
So you wide open.
I was open. And me and Dr. Hardaway.
Okay. Did the girl come back in?
No, she didn't come back
right,
in.
So he luckily comes for you, in this vulnerable position, you didn't have to see her.
Didn't have to see her again. Okay, thank goodness. I think she knew what was up. I think she figured it out.
I'm pretty sure she knew what was going on.
Yeah, so
yeah.
It's pretty much, but the procedure pretty much consists of, you know, you get shaved.
Yeah,
they'll nice. Shave you down. You know, some people do that before they go.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Did you know that he was going to?
I did.
So why would you, right?
Why not get your money's worth? You
That's
know?
What I say.
Let them.
Can I tell you something else?
Yeah.
When I go to the dentist, I don't brush my teeth.
Well, can I tell you something about going to the dentist?
I hope you.
I don't floss. I let them do it.
That's
twice,
exactly
right. Twice a year, let
I'm
them
like,
floss.
Get in there. What am I paying you
earn
for?
Your keep.
Right.
You know?
Am I going to wash my car and then go to the car wash?
No.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mark.
I mean, that's pretty much. I mean, so.
That's just common sense. Why would you shave if you know the doctor's going to shave you?
Right.
So you go in there.
I'm going to make him earn that copay.
He shaved you.
So he shaved me. And the procedure pretty much consists of they make a little incision and they pull the vessel out.
Right.
And they cut it and.
But you're numb.
Yeah, I believe he did give me a shot.
Local anesthesia.
Down there.
Right.
Gave me a little shot of something.
Little shot.
They pull the little piece out, cut
right.
it, burn both ends, and stick it back up in there, and
that's it.
You go home, and you go home, and you take it easy that day,
right?
The rest of the day, and then the next day, I was shoveling snow. It snowed the next day.
Oh my god!
Had to get out of the driveway. But I have heard horror stories of people not taking it easy when they get it done. They're supposed to not have sex, not supposed to do anything strenuous, and that's how they mess themselves up.
And they get swole down there.
They will,
because they didn't, yeah.
So you got to be careful. You got to listen to your doctor.
Well, there you go, folks. I've been thinking about getting a vasectomy, but then I thought, well, why would I at this point? I'm already 46.
Well, I mean,
I got one son already. So I don't need more.
So you
kids.
Think that since you've made one, you can't make another?
Oh no! Yeah, that logic was flawed. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
I guess what I meant to say was, since I'm 46, my sperm count is not as high as it once was.
But all it takes is one, man.
It does, don't it?
All it takes is one to swim up there and do its thing.
All right. So maybe I'll get a vasectomy. I don't know. I'm just afraid they're going to screw it up and like, why would I mess with something that's already. I don't know. It make me nervous. I need that one. You know how I am. I got a freaking X-ray for my kidney for no reason.
Yeah, I think you stress out for no reason.
I probably do.
Anxiety.
Well, now because my dad had a stroke, and because my buddy All Cash, he just had a heart thing.
Really?
That you didn't know this, but that day you met him, I met him earlier that day. We had lunch and we talked about this. He had a. God, there's a procedure where they put a camera inside your veins and look for stuff.
Okay.
A cardiogram, possibly, is what it's called. And anyway, he has a stent in his heart now because he had some blockage. Like, it wasn't a heart attack. He had something. Anyway, he goes, dude, he goes, I recommend that you go and you tell him that you feel like, you know, your heart's murmuring or you're dizzy.
There we go again.
And you get something done. So that you'll know if your veins or your arteries are clogged.
You are a preventive maintenance kind of guy.
Well, I am now.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I haven't always been. But this is the year of make John Reap great again. Because my shoulder surgery, braces, dentist, urologist. I'm getting
yearly
everything.
Physicals.
I'm getting everything done, man.
Good for you, man.
It's getting checked up. Getting healthy.
I'm glad to hear that.
You know.
Take care of yourself. It's been a long time since you've probably looked at yourself in that way.
No, that's right.
You're
Michael Jackson.
You're growing up, and I'm glad to see it.
I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
Man in the mirror.
I'm going to make that change. Make that change. All right, so we've talked about my urologist. Let's talk about Raleigh, North Carolina. Did a gig at Goodnight's. Good Nights Comedy Club. That's how I got started in comedy.
What year was it you did your first show there?
What would have been?
Was it
96?
Six-ish?
Yeah, 95, 96. Somewhere around there. Marty Coulter was there for the first time.
Marty?
He's back in the back recording me with a camcorder. Forget his name. Brian... Something rather. Daniels.
Brian McDaniels.
Brian McDaniels.
Yep.
Thank you. Was there, I think. Anyway.
So it's a coming home. Every time you go there, it's a coming home party.
Did a show. A lot of people came from Hickory. Dodie Bowman,
yep.
Who lives there, went to church with, good girl. She came, organized a party. Let's get elfed up. She invited a lot of her friends, my brother, you.
Sean Setzer came.
Sean Setzer
came
was
down.
There. Who all from Hickory was up there? Did you ride with Jason?
No, Jason
separately.
So I think that was it. And Sean brought a buddy, brother-in-law or something with him.
A lot of people who probably didn't ever hang out together hung out that night. They had a good time.
You had a good show, man. It was You had
bumped into a girl at the after party who used to be the girlfriend of my buddy Scott Dunlap, this Russian chick. Very bizarre seeing her. I hadn't seen her since I kicked her out of my hotel room because she was being a bee. Not a good person.
What was her name? Because she had a Russian name.
It was like Natalia.
Natasha. Yeah.
Classic Russian name.
She had the accent.
Natasha. So we're at this bar. She goes, you don't remember me. I'm like, what? She said,
you were mean to me.
Last time I met you, you were mean to me. You're such an asshole. I go, what? She goes, Scott Dunlap. I go, oh, yeah. Then it all came back to like, oh, yeah. No, yeah. You deserved it. She was just not a nice person to my buddy Scott. Anyway, weird seeing her there. But you came up. You decided to crash. If I come up, can I stay with you in a hotel room?
Please. Can I save a little money and stay with you, John?
Well, it's just safer that way.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to go out and
we're only going to be there a couple hours.
Right.
Probably. So, stayed with you. So we got in late and woke up.
Got a room of two double beds.
Yeah.
Two separate beds.
Make sure that's noted. So, in the bed beside of John. So, wake up, I think we went to sleep about 4. I wake up at 6 to the ungodliest snoring in the world.
Yeah, man.
So I lay there from 6
till
8.
Can you do your best impression of my snore?
No, I can't. Why? I can't even duplicate that. It was just horrible. And I don't know how you don't wake yourself up. I don't know how you sleep through that. And so I wake up at 6 and listen to him snore for until about 8 o'clock.
Like that, right?
That's pretty. And you would stop breathing a couple times, too. You would just cut yourself off. So wake up at 6, listen to him snore from till about 8. And so I get up and put my, you know, get my stuff together, and I leave. So, but on the way home, I made sure that I sent John a recording of his snoring.
That's right. I got the text.
And I wish we could play that. And I probably could.
Do you have your phone?
Let me see if I can find it.
Why don't you look it up on your phone while I talk about my tour dates? Come see me on the road, folks. This weekend, this Friday, as you listen to this, I am in town in Hickory, North Carolina, chilling with Mom and Dad. Then after that, I will be in Columbus, Ohio the next weekend. Columbus, Ohio, the weekend before Christmas at the Funny Bone. And then more tour dates later. You have the actual snore?
I got it.
Plug it in. Plug your phone into this thing.
Okay, and then hold on a second.
And then hit play, and then we will hear the snoring. This is Mark's recording through his iPhone of my actual snoring. Go ahead. Turn it up as loud as you can. Oh, it's playing. It's playing. You can hear it. Is that the TV? That's me?
That is you, man. That is all. That's not even the best. I can't catch the best part.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Still going?
Yeah. Wow. And how long did you sit there? Oh my God. I apologize to anyone who's ever had to endure this in my life sleeping next to me. Am I stuck right here? Gotta be stuck at this point.
What's that?
I was sleeping good though. Oh my God. I don't even know if I want to hear the rest of this. How long does this go on?
It should be getting close. I didn't record but just a little bit of it.
Now, I noticed that you didn't do video, thank God. This is all audio.
All audio.
So you can't even add sound to the... Okay, thank God. It. You can't add... there's no video to this. That's just the sound.
That's just the
sound. I don't even know if I want to see it either.
I'm done. I'm like, I might as well go home. I'm not going to sleep here. So I slept 2 hours, I think, and then made the drive back to Hickory from Raleigh.
That's good.
So...
I apologize,
and then
buddy.
I sent that... to you probably about an hour in my drive, and I thought you should see what I had to, or listen to what I had to put up.
I'm aware of it because I've got an ex-wife. I've had girls before me who slept next to me who've told me about this. I'm aware of it.
But no one's ever recorded you.
No one's recorded me.
Okay. Well, you know, some people don't believe.
Really.
They won't believe until they hear it. I've had myself recorded snoring before, and I didn't believe I snored either until I heard it.
So you did a sleep study.
I did do a sleep study because of the snoring and not sleeping, and turns out I'm normal.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah, I think that could not be something wrong with me.
I know that I'm not normal. I know that I snore. I know I'm not sleeping. I come in here and you tell me I'm normal?
I want a CPAP machine.
I want my money back.
I want my own machine. I want something. If I'm leaving here with something today.
Yeah. They didn't even give you like a prescription for a CPAP?
Nothing.
That's bull.
You'd think they would want to, you know, even if I don't, a lot of times they'll give you stuff you don't even need.
Like what?
Medicine.
Okay.
Just, like, you know, like to feed you pills. Yeah. Or you think they would feed me a CPAP.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm glad I don't have to wear that thing. But, if, you know, if it helps me sleep, I would take it.
It's not the sexiest thing that you put on at night next to your loved one.
You know,
but if you're by yourself and you want some good sleep,
it's just too much maintenance. It's just like cleaning, you know, you got to, it's like having a fish tank.
Right. You got to get that so clean.
Yeah. That's what I was getting to. I wanted to hear that.
Yeah. I put that on the Facebook page. That was funny. I love that commercial. I'll get thought because that. Look, here's why. I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself, but I have a good ear for different Southern accents.
You're obsessed with this guy. What is this guy's name? I wonder.
I don't know. And it's not. Look, I know people who talk like that. I'm not making fun of the accent. I'm actually kind of happy to see it on television because it's very rare. A unique, genuine Southern accent is on television, because a lot of times when people are playing Southerners, it's, they go like, "Oh, I do declare." They're doing like stupid old school Yosemite Sam Foghorn Leghorn Southern accents. This is a genuine Virginia Northern, like Western North Carolina accent.
But it makes you wonder, did the CPAP make him talk like that?
I think what they did was they shot this commercial somewhere in the South and they just got people nearby. Like genuine people.
So you don't really think.
I don't think. But he did sound like he had a sinus infection.
He did sound like he had a sinus.
Because he had a high voice. His register was up here.
Yeah. I think the CPAP makes him talk like that. If he wouldn't wear the CPAP, he would talk normal.
And I watched, you know, TV late at night, so I see all these infomercials. And I've seen that one so many times, I decided to do my version of it and put it on Facebook. And I told other people to do it, and it became a thing. It's kind of fun. Did you see other people's versions?
Yeah. No, I did not.
Go back to my Facebook page and look at that original post in the comments section. People left their
people
own
videos. People were actually doing
and,
the... Oh, yeah. Cool.
The guy sounds like this. I was getting sinus infections because I wasn't cleaning my CPAP properly. And that continued until I got my throat cleaned. And the guy looks like a manly man. He's not like, he doesn't sound like he talks.
Well, I'm glad he got it worked out.
Yeah, kind of like Michael Waltrip's got that sort of feminine Southern accent.
But it sounded like he still had a sinus infection.
Up here, like his nose was.
He's talking like, out of his nose.
Yeah. You know, he had a lot of bees. Anyway. So, yeah, I'm going to guess who, now guess who else is getting a sleep study?
Who?
Me.
You are.
I'm going to go get one.
Because you're worried about something being wrong with you. Like,
well,
you might not wake
you just
up.
Showed me I have something wrong with
well,
me.
Well, I'm glad I could help. So,
that's my sleep study. What's your middle initial?
C.
Marcus C. Hunt.
Yeah. It is.
Oh, no.
Yes. Marcus Christian.
But you're so close to that naughty word.
What? What word?
C. Hunt.
C. Oh, I get it. Yeah, I've never heard that before.
I'm saying.
I'm just glad my name's not Mike.
Very close to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my sleep study was by Marcus C. Hunt and Dr. Marcus C. Hunt. I feel like now I need to go get a sleep study.
Yeah,
I
mean, of course.
So
you
I
do.
Can get a CPAP.
You probably won't have to get a CPAP.
So I can sleep properly.
Go drop $1,000 to get something done that you don't.
How much
don't
does that
need.
Cost you?
Depends on you got insurance.
I do. I mean, but you have
looking
one?
At five,
did it cost you money?
Several hundred dollars after insurance paid. Oh. Kind of mad about it.
Wow. They sent you the bill, huh?
I'm almost like, I'm not paying this because there was nothing wrong with it. Now, if there was something wrong with me and I got a CPAP machine, it would be worth the money that I have to pay.
But right.
I feel cheated.
Well, I want one because I kind of got spoiled after my shoulder injury. I slept in a recliner at home.
Are you
before dad's stroke.
Are you in a bed now, though?
I'm in a bed now. Okay. But before dad's stroke, I was in the recliner, and he said, I can hear you snoring in this recliner. Because you're on your back, you snore more. So I was snoring more because I was in the recliner. He goes, check out this CPAP machine. It was from like 1980 or something.
Really?
It was the first one they made.
And you put it on.
I put it on and I slept properly.
You know, I've heard that.
I slept properly.
I've heard it's the best sleep that you get. You
know? I actually liked it and I miss it. And I'm actually, now my dad, who is sleeping on his back now, because he's in, you know, skilled nursing facility, he has to wear that CPAP. So I'm kind of like, I'm missing the CPAP. He got me hooked on it, then he took it away from me.
Oh, man.
So I need to go get my sleep study on so I can get my CPAP.
Maybe you should go over to your dad's and get a bed beside of his, and you guys can share it. take turns.
They do wait on your hand and foot over there.
Yeah.
VIP treatment at the Skilled Nursing Facility all day.
Good.
All right, let's talk about Des Moines real quick.
Yeah, I want to hear about it.
I was in Des Moines, Iowa. You ever been to Iowa?
Flat, and I heard it's really, really flat.
It's very flat, dude. Like, honestly, you could just, like, stand outside. There's no mountains, so you just see nothing but sky and land. They don't need meteorologists there, because you can look out far enough and go, yeah, see that cloud? That's going to be here Wednesday.
That's going to be here Wednesday.
That's going to rain a little bit. So it's very flat, and I was working at the Funny Bone there in Des Moines. I've been there before. Staff's very nice. They knew about Dad, and they made a card for me.
Nice.
I signed it, get well soon. So that was very sweet. Did a TV thing there. Had to get up one morning and do TV. One little incident happened. It was, I think, late show Friday or Saturday night. There was this, these two girls in the front row with this guy, and I could see when the opening act was up there, they were being a little rowdy. I'm like, oh man, this is gonna be a problem.
Oh no!
So I'm like, here it comes. I figure out how to deal with this, and I get up there and I'm dealing with it. Like, I'm pretty good at this point. I've gotten better at, like, doing crowd work.
Yeah, you're good at giving it back.
Well, just, they're not even being mean, but addressing something in this audience instead of ignoring it.
Yeah.
So I just go like, hey, what y'all doing? That's cool, man. What you drinking, buddy? You know, just making chit-chat and turning it into comedy and trying to have fun with it and then move on.
Mm-hmm.
Get
hopefully.
Back. Yeah, but then they get rowdy again. I was basically, they got shushed one time before I got up there.
Oh.
Like the staff, whatever, said, you guys, you have to keep your table talk down. And they were just there to be talked about. They weren't fans of John Reap.
Yeah.
They were just like people who probably got free tickets because it was like last minute and they wasn't sold out. Mm-hmm. And somebody got like a Groupon situation or something. So I'm like, all right, they've been shushed one time. I get up there, chit-chatty, and then... And then this girl's like, I have a question. Like, raise her hand.
I'm
like,
oh, no.
I was like, yes, go ahead. She's like, do you think it's wrong for a man to have two girls, like, to be married and also have a mistress? And I go, and the crowd's right away like, oh, God. I was like, no, I personally don't see anything wrong with it. If you guys are cool with it, I mean, that's fine. I mean, in Utah, you know, depends. They have plural marriages. You know, I was answering the question, right?
Yeah.
She's like, well, that's what we're doing, whatever. And then she got up and started talking to this other couple, like she was trying to pick up new chicks for this dude. And then I was like, you can't get up and start walking around and talking to people. I mean, you don't go to a movie theater and get up and start walking around meeting people, you know. So I said, let me get her. And I have a code word. I tell the staff, if I ever offer to buy someone a glass of ice water,
very smooth,
that means I've already tried to deal with them. It ain't working.
Show them the door.
They're being disrespectful. Yeah. They got to get.
Yeah.
And so I said, let me get her a glass of ice water. And it was 2 seconds before they were tossed.
So all of them got tossed.
Yeah. And the crowd was like, thank God, honestly, because they were like, I think I let it go on too long. You know,
yeah.
Like I was giving them chances. Like I didn't want to kick them out. I really wanted them to learn, like, okay, I can deal with you and it draw you back in. And I did it a couple times, but then once I got the attention, they were like, well, that's all we want now. It's more of that.
Well, it's taken away from everybody else's
experience. It is. I explain that to everybody. It's like, you know, basically what I did was save y'all money because this person came in here and crapped all over your money. Y'all paid to get in here to hear some certain story. There are people who want to hear certain stories. And,
yeah.
And if they don't, they get mad. And so I did them a favor. I said, look, I mean, honestly, and this is not fair in a weird way, but I'm going to get paid the exact same amount whether I do well or I don't do well.
Right.
So I don't care about that. What I do care about is your money, like you getting shafted on the cash and the experience. So I kicked them out for the benefit of others.
So you got to go. You got to go.
I said, you got to get on out of here. They left, and there's really not much to do after the gig and the Des Moines. I called it Des Moines.
So no after party in Des Moines.
Just right next door at Irish Pub. Kind of hung out with the opening act and some of the staff there.
And then get snowed in.
I got snowed.
Got an extra day in the morning.
I call it snowed out.
Snowed out.
Because I couldn't get into Charlotte because of the snow here. Des Moines was fine.
So I
had to stay an extra day there.
And Charlotte got 2 inches. To keep, I think
they got six.
Yeah, they all got.
What'd you get here?
We supposedly 13? Got 14 here.
Right. So yeah, they got half that.
Yeah, and
my flight was canceled before it started snowing.
I know. It's kind of like schools here. They'll cancel schools before it even snows. So what do you even got back Monday?
I know.
Could have went longer.
But they got back Monday. Oh man. This is good stuff.
That is good stuff. I love some Tito's.
So thank you, Des Moines. The staff there, the people who came out. I like calling it Des Moines. It's Des Moines. It's French. Do you know what it means?
I know that. What does it mean?
It used to be called River Des Moines. River de Des Moines. Des Moines. Which is now just Des Moines. And it means River of Monks. Yeah. I Googled it right before I went on stage, and I thought it'd be funny if I alluded to that.
You should know.
And they go like, we didn't even know that.
You should know the history before you go there, I think.
I did. But here's the thing. People who live in that town, they don't even know. Most people don't know their own town's history. They just grow up there. Like, they don't even think about it, you know?
Have you looked up
history? Like, what do you know about Catawba, the Indian tribe Catawba?
See?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Catawba County. You grew up here your whole life.
Yeah.
Most people don't know. You just know it's Catawba County.
But if you told me, I'd be like, yeah, I know that.
Of course.
Yeah. I remember that. Right. I learned that in school.
Right. So I had a good time. It was fine. It was a decent time. I just want to get back here and look after, see old Popsicle, how he's doing. So here's an update for those of you who do care about what's going on with Popsicle. He is now in a skilled nursing facility. He's no longer in Baptist Hospital. Had a urinary infection going on. He's on antibiotics now for that. Still working on physical therapy, speech therapy, occupational therapy. His arm is, his hand's swole.
Hmm.
Like, not in a good way. Not like awesome swole, like just swollen. So he's got a compression glove on now.
Yeah. And, keep swelling down.
Yeah, and he's got a boot that he has to wear on his foot to keep his foot from, like, going straight out so it doesn't freeze that way.
Yeah.
We have to come in and bend his leg sometimes so it doesn't stay that way. But
keep the blood flowing.
You know, when he's conscious, he's with it. He knows what's going on. We're not sure sometimes how much is the brain damage and how much is the drugs when he's talking to us.
Yeah, good question.
So as of a couple of days ago, he just got off like the hard stuff. He's just on Tylenol now. But he still has a feeding tube in his stomach. He hasn't had real food since Thanksgiving Day.
He didn't even get to have Thanksgiving dinner.
No. He had breakfast that day. But that's it. That's the last time he had food through his mouth.
Yeah, this literally happened 30 minutes before dinner time.
You were there.
Yeah, I was there. And
thank God you were there.
Plenty of food that he did not get to eat. That's a shame.
I feel like we're leaving off one other thing. What else are we supposed to talk about?
Well, let's see. What did we cover? We covered...
It's cold outside.
Yes. Let's go
through
that.
What do you think about that? Now, you probably don't even know about this song, do you? Mark, you don't strike me as a current events guy.
You know, I've heard something about this.
Yeah? What do you
heard
know?
Talk about it. Yeah. About it being... they're wanting to take it off the air.
Yeah. There's a radio station in Cleveland that made an announcement that basically said, we are no longer playing this song because of the... We find it's a little pushy. It's a little hashtag Me Too-ish.
Oh, my
hashtag
God.
Hashtag Time's Up-ish.
So the gist of the song
is... So do you know much about the song?
I've heard the song several times. And so what are they... They're saying that he don't want her to leave.
Right. Like the guy is being really pushy, right?
Yep.
And by the way, this is a song that came out in the 40s, right? This is in the 1940s. And I'm going to play a little bit of it. Let's see if we can turn this up here. This is a stupid video. This is by Idina Menzel and Michael Bublé. Maybe It's Cold Outside. This is a newer version. And to make this even creepier now, they have children playing the parts. That's a little weird. So now we're watching. So some kid, he's a bellhop, he's throwing off his jacket. There's a, I guess he's in love with this girl who's probably 10. Probably 10.
Outside.
I gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you dropped
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hand. They're just like
my mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
my father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace.
So really, I'd better scurry.
On while I'm
the neighbors
on.
Might think,
baby, it's bad out there.
Say, was
the
that
girl's
a wink?
Okay. I got to get,
I wish
and he's
I
like, you know, he's just like being pushy.
To break
he's
this
trying to get her to stay. And now, because of this PC world we're living in, they're saying that's a little, we're going to not play it anymore. It's gone.
Yeah.
We're going to erase it from the history books.
So he's trying not to let her leave. He don't want her to leave. He wants her to stay because it's so cold outside.
Well, the innuendo is he so, really wants to get a little tail probably too.
Or he's looking out for her.
You think he actually is like, yeah, it's like, well, listen, I don't want you going out there. You can't get a cab at this hour. There's no cabs to be had. That's one of the lines.
Because you'll die because it's cold outside.
I'm
trying to save your life.
Yeah, maybe this was maybe there was a super winter storm, like a for real. Maybe they're in the North Pole.
Yeah,
I mean, it was like,
or you know, I've had some thoughts on this too. I think maybe.
Okay.
You know, I think they were drinking.
Well, there is a line in there where it goes like, he gives her a drink and she goes, "What's in this drink?" or something like that.
Okay. So
in that version, she said maybe a soda pop more, but the actual they changed it for that because that was like stupid kids version, but. That's a real drink, you know.
So
maybe he's trying to put something in there.
I think he's roofied her drink, and he wants her to stay around long enough
for it
to kick in.
And that's the point that this radio station is saying.
That's
we think
what I gather.
That's why we're not playing it, because we think this dude was trying to roofie this chick
and then have his way with her.
Right, right. Now, with all that being said,
here's
another thing to consider. This was in the 40s. And he was actually trying to save her embarrassment for walking out in public and people seeing a woman leave another man's house who's not married.
That was not
allowed.
Because
back then, that was unheard of.
Yeah, you couldn't do that.
So
you were going to get
there's that
about.
Version. There's also the version of like giving you something in your drink.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a version of this. It'd be great if Bill Cosby had covered this.
Right? Yeah.
But maybe it's cold outside. I can't do Bill Cosby. Can you do Bill Cosby?
I can't do Bill Cosby.
Give me the drink. Baby, your pass. Yeah. Now, if Bill Cosby had sang it, that'd be something different.
If Bill Cosby needs bail money, he'd make the song, he would definitely make
bail. If he still has a funny bone in his body, I know he's in jail.
Yeah,
but he's probably still got a little sense of humor. Yeah. From the jail cell, Bill Cosby, if you can hear this, please, I'm begging you, record your version of this, right? Do it in the jail. have Camille sing the other part. That would get so many hits.
Oh, God, yeah.
That would shut down the internet.
Yeah.
So if Bill Cosby just decided to release this, still funny in here.
Yeah, so they're going to
got a sense of humor.
So there's a radio station not going to play it.
No.
Okay.
So that's it. Christmas
that's
shutdown.
Okay.
Can't play Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Yeah, what's next?
Well, what's next
world.
For me is I'm going to be in Columbus, Ohio at the Funny Bone. And then after that.
When is Columbus?
Columbus? Are you asking me when Columbus is?
Yeah, so I think you said you were leaving out on the 20th?
Yes, that's correct. I will be at the Funny Bone in Columbus the 20th, 21st, and 22nd, and then come home for Christmas. Then I leave again on the 27th for Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
Zany's Comedy Club. I'll be there that weekend. That's 27, 28, 29, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Then on the 30th, which is a Sunday, I will be in Huntsville, Alabama at Stand Up Live. Then 31st, Monday / New Year's Eve, I will be in Huntsville, Alabama, stand-up live comedy.
Bringing club. In New Year's in Huntsville.
That's how this year's going to end.
I think I'll stay right here. I believe I'll be here in Hickory.
I need you to stay here and keep an eye on things.
I will.
Stop by Popsicle's place.
I'll keep a check on him.
See how he's doing. And, you know, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Did you have a good time, Mark?
I did, man. I appreciate it.
Are you cold?
Yeah, it's cold outside.
Is it cold? It's not cold in here.
No, it's not cold in here. It's cold outside, baby.
Marcus was telling me that he also makes good sausage. Now, you were going to fry up some sausage, apparently, at some point, possibly.
I'll definitely fry you some sausage up after this is over.
No, that's not a sexual innuendo. We're talking for real. You make good sausage gravy.
Yeah, I can make some sausage gravy,
maybe
too.
In another episode, we'll talk about sausage gravy.
Yeah, let's fry some up, man.
All right.
Sausage and eggs, grits, toast. Let's do it.
God damn, now I'm starving.
I know, right?
I'm going to get out of here. I'm John Reap. That's Mark Hunt. You have been listening to the Fried Pod, everybody. Bicycle!
And the radio up. I like to see sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And know a mother's love.